I'm Dustin Dwyer. This weekend, there was a high school football game played in the city of Muskegon Heights. Normally, just the fact that a town has a football game isn't news. But this season hasn't been normal for Muskegon Heights. And that made this weekend's game, a homecoming game against Ann Arbor's Father Gabriel Richard High School, something to be celebrated. I was in the Heights on Saturday, and this is what I heard.
Make some noise, Tiger!
I'm here on Hume Street in Muskegon Heights, just outside the high school. They had this road blocked off for a party organized by Heights alumni. I can smell the barbecues going. Along the road, there are tents, each one for a different graduating class. And everything is orange and black, the colors of the Muskegon Heights Tigers.
My name is Kaya Thornton, citizen of Muskegon Heights, Michigan. We have classes all the way from 1960s, 70s, 80s, all the way up to the 2000s. We have to stand united for our city right now. We're going through some bad times right now, so we want to just come together and say we stand united. We're not for the foolishness, the violence, any of that. We just want to come together.
Most of the people here are a tight group. The Heights is a small town, home to about 10,000 people, covering not quite 4 square miles. But it's a town that's been in the news a lot lately. After a series of shootings, the first home football game of the year was called off. Leaders from the opposing school district said they were warned it might not be safe in the Heights. Then last week's home game was moved across the state for the same reason. That means this Saturday's game, homecoming, will be the first home game of the year.
With our team not playing at home, it hurts, you know.
If you did not hear that,
the kids want to play in front of their
could
fans.
You please remove
My name is Jimmy Purnell. I'm a staff member here at the high school, and this is my wife Kimberly Purnell, and we have 6 kids in the district.
And this celebration here today, it's not just about football. It's about who gets to define a community.
Joe Warren, a Muskegon Heights Alumni Association Incorporated president. It's a perception that people make of Muskegon Heights. I'm not ever afraid to come through Muskegon Heights. I've been in the Heights all my life. And that I think a lot of people just take what they hear from the media and blow it up out of perception.
Yeah. And everyone I've met here today wants me to know that. Here on Hume Street, in a place that was said to be unsafe for outsiders, I haven't been able to walk 10 steps without having someone come up to me and offer me food.
My name is Reverend Aaron Lee Morris.
You're going place to place, and everybody's sharing the food. It's a beautiful sight to see, and they don't report this. This is what Muskegon Heights and Muskegon is all about, okay? Because guess what? We are one community, and we support each other.
Kickoff was at 1 o'clock. That's 1 hour earlier than it was originally scheduled to be. The reason for the change, again, was safety concerns. I went up into the stands and I met the Kitchen family. What's your name?
Alicia Kitchen.
Get him, Devon!
This is our first time seeing our son play, actually. Actually, all this stuff is just getting out of hand, and we should be able to watch our kids. I mean, it's a lot of stress on our kids. You know, I think it affects their performance and everything.
Out on the field, things didn't really go the Tigers' way. It's been that kind of season. But this time, at least, when they came off the field, they were cheered by their friends, by their family, by their community. In Muskegon Heights, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.